Good morning, Denver. Welcome to Power Players. Ken Watmore here. Saturday morning, got an exciting guest for us today, and that's Jay Hayslip. Jay, am I saying that right? I want to make sure I'm getting your last name right.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Good.
Better than most.
Well, good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you. Stoked to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. For the listeners that don't know, Jay, you're kind of a I'm not going to mention your age unless you want to, but I'm going to tell you, you're kind of the father of professional extreme skateboarding. Is that fair to say that?
Yeah, I've definitely been in it for a long time. And I was been skating ever since the 70s. So yeah, I've seen two or three generations come and go.
No doubt about it, and I'm sure you've seen some great success stories and some casualties as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I've definitely seen it all for sure.
Well, hey, what we want to talk about today, obviously, is you having been in skateboarding for so long and really being an icon of sorts here for a subculture in America. You have now, for quite some time now, you've turned the corner and you are following our Lord Jesus Christ and you are praising and worshiping and really moving in His kingdom and helping to advance that kingdom right here. And that's what I want to talk to you about today.
Amen.
You right now are pastoring a church called Sanctuary HB, correct?
Correct. Sanctuary Huntington Beach.
Cool. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, in the mid-90s, God started dealing with me about, I'd lived here in California as a skater and in the 70s and 80s and left here because of what was going on in my life and some of the wrong choices. And, then later on in life, after I got saved, living in the South in Alabama, God started dealing with me about moving back to California and starting a church. And so 4 years ago, November, we moved back here and started a church and just been reaching all kinds of folks. Just there's tons of skateboarders, surfers, musicians, and as well as business people and doctors and different folks like that, but really we're reaching a lot of people that you wouldn't think would be the normal kind of church-going person, but yet they're having genuine encounters with Jesus Christ, and their lives are radically being changed, and, and a lot of them have very influential platforms, and they're using those platforms now for God's glory, and it's, it's just a pretty amazing thing just to get to participate in what God's doing and seeing His plan happen.
Well, and these are big names. It's not just like there's some skaters that were. I mean, we're talking Christian Hosoi, Lance Mountain, Tim Byrne. You can go on and on about that, but there's some big names in the world of skateboarding and other extreme sports as well that have come to the party, and we're seeing some great things happen to, like I said earlier, kind of a subculture out there. I know that what got me stirred up about getting into the ministry world with skateboarding and different kinds of what would be considered radical sports is these are young people that parents and other grown-ups, they lock their doors on them. They roll up their windows. They don't talk to them. And there's a whole generation of kids out there that aren't being reached that are hungry for some real depth and some real food. And you and I both know what that is. I mean, it's a gaping hole, and that can only be filled by our Lord.
Exactly. And, one thing – you said it's, we're missing a whole generation. And that's really true in the sense of that statement, because one thing you said that, which used to be true but isn't true any longer, is that this is a subculture, and it's really no longer a subculture. It is the culture. There are more people who ride skateboards, young people, teenagers, and kids in America now than kids who participate in traditional sports. And cities in America now are building more public free skate parks than they are building traditional sports complexes. So it's no longer a subculture, it's the culture. And the thing about skateboarding is that its influence far exceeds the boundaries of a guy who will ever stand on a skateboard. I mean, I travel all across America, skateboarding and, in ministry, preaching at youth things and stuff like that. And whether I go into a small town in middle America or the East Coast or wherever, I see kids wearing skater shoes, wearing skater pants, wearing skater shirts, and they may not have ever even stepped on a skateboard. They've just been influenced, this whole generation, by, you know, the whole world of skating.
Yeah, well, I'll give you that for sure. That is true. It is become the culture, no doubt. And you know what's funny is now I'm 36, and you are you 41?
I'm 43 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said I wouldn't mention that. I apologize, but I made you say 43. I said the wrong age. So
I'll still be skating when I'm 60.
Well, I remember when I was a teenager growing up in Florida. And you got to remember, we were hunting for places to skate. I mean, you couldn't, mm-hmm. you would get kicked out of every place you would put your feet on a skateboard. And mm-hmm. I mean, I remember we built ramps back in the woods in Florida because it was the only place we could get away with it. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you remember going through a lot of that struggle.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely have. I mean, I've been put in jail for skateboarding on a sidewalk before.
Unreal.
You know, I've been handcuffed many times just simply for riding a skateboard. You know, it's pretty insane to think that something that silly and ridiculous can happen, but it did and it does. And unfortunately, some people view, you know, skaters as, you know, those punk rebellious kids smoking cigarettes out destroying things. But, you know, that's not the case. You know, there has been that element in skating, but to say that all skateboarders are like that, you know, is totally naive and ignorant, really. And, you know, that's unfortunate. People would have that kind of mentality and mindset that, you know, that it's something to be viewed as less than.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, in what people consider, you know, mainstream sports on network television all the time, we have issues with gang problems. We have people that would be considered thugs all over the place in regular professional sports venues as well. So, you know, it's everywhere, and it is an unfair picture to paint. But you know, it is what it is, and now you're taking that I'd say that stereotype away from that by really proving that there's guys out there that have a heart for the Lord and want to move forward. And it doesn't mean you have to look a certain way, because just by going on your website, I've seen, you know, your church doesn't look like the normal church across the Bible Belt in America. It's you got some guys that are sleeved up with tattoos and pierced up and everything, but they've got hearts for the Lord, and they're Bible thumpers just like all of us.
Exactly. You know, and Jesus talked about, you know, that kind of stuff in Matthew. He talked about guys that, you know, really put all their emphasis on the outside, you know, making sure they got the do's and don'ts down and going through all the rules and regulations that are on the outside, but they neglect the inside. And Jesus said it's not the outside that's really that important, it's the inside. Because if you don't change what's in you, it's going to keep coming back out of you. But if you change what's inside, it'll begin to affect what's on the outside. And even though there are guys in our church that are just completely tatted down, got tattoos, some of them from their necks to their fingertips, you know, these guys have had a genuine heart transformation, you know, as a result of an encounter with Jesus Christ and an ongoing relationship with him. And, I mean, these guys have got fire, they've got anointing, they've got passion, they've been filled with the Spirit, you know, they know the Lord. And it's incredible to see God change people's lives like that, that unfortunately sometimes people would, you know, probably walk to the other side of the street to even avoid taking the time to ever even talk to them or come across their path. But if you ever just stop for a moment and look and listen to these guys, you know, it's just, you know, you can't help but to see, you know, the transformation that comes out of their eyes and out of their vocabulary. You know, it's just awesome to see what God is doing.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, on my I've got a little calendar on my desk, and it's got scripture references every day. And as right after you and I got off the phone earlier today, I read this in Romans 12:5 is on my desk today. It says, "So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." And isn't that what we're talking about? You know, I mean, this, everybody makes up the whole of the real church.
You know, I mean, one of the things that kind of turns me on about, like, what's happening at our church, and it wasn't so much that we consciously set out and said, this is what we're going to do. We just followed God, and this is what God's done. But, you know, any given Sunday, you can look at around our church, and you can see such a wide range of people. But quite frequently, we'll have a lady who is a doctor, who's one of our ushers in church on a Sunday morning, standing next to another lady who is an usher in our church, who's got tattoos and used to be a stripper. Hmm. You know, and it's cool to see. I mean, here two people are who love Jesus, love the Lord. They're serving God in church, and they come from two such extreme backgrounds, you know, diverse backgrounds, rather. And that's what it's all about. And they're both just as much a vital part of the body as the other one.
Amen to that. Well, hey, we are going to come up on a break. We're actually going to extend this a little longer today, but we're going to come up on a quick break. I do want to mention before the break, the website for your church is sanctuaryhb.com, correct?
Correct. That's it.
www.sanctuaryhb.com. Listeners can email me at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with Jay Hayslip.
94.7 KRKS.
Hey, Denver. Ken Watmore here with Power Players. I know that Christians want to support Christian businesses, but how do people know who's who? Well, one way to market your business is in the Christian Business Directory. I use it for my business, and I've been very satisfied. If you want to find out how, call the Christian Business Directory today at 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com. Again, that's 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com.
At JFR & Associates, experience a refreshing way to purchase or lease your next vehicle. A professional and courteous member of their team can save you the hassles of typical automotive shopping. They'll do the work and save you time and money. The trained consultants at JFR will search for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, and they have all types of financing available for any credit situation. Their consultants can discuss leasing or financing options with you. At JFR & Associates, they are proud of their reputation, and their repeat and referral clients all agree. Purchasing your next vehicle can be a surprisingly pleasant experience. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289 or visit their website, www.jfrcars.com. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289. That's 1-888-963-2289. Call today.
You need a vacation to pamper yourself in world-class comfort, the kind of luxury you'll find in only the most exclusive resorts. Large, exquisitely appointed rooms make even the act of lounging in bed seem like a treat for the senses. As your feet step across the warm European stone tile of the bathroom and you slowly immerse your body in the large, inviting hot tub, the day melts away. Then imagine you never had to leave. It's not a dream. It's not an exclusive resort. It's your own Holly Berry home. You might think building your own custom paradise is too expensive to consider, but you'll be surprised just how affordable it can be. Come tour one of the models for yourself and see what kind of lifestyle you can have in a Holly Berry home. There's even a semi-custom series starting in the 500s. See for yourself at hollyberryhomes.com. Once you move in, you'll never want to leave. Holly Berry Homes. We build dreams.
All right, thanks for coming back, Denver. We're here on Power Players with Jay Hayslip, known as Alabama to the skateboarding world. For so many years, you know, you've been a, kind of a poster child for skateboarding and doing some crazy stuff out there. Let me ask you this. You've seen so many people come up through the ranks. Now you're seeing more and more people that are at a level that you're at. They're older. They've been on magazine covers and on, you know, posters in rooms all across America. And what is it that is moving all these professional, you know, icons into knowing the Lord? I mean, what's going on?
Well, for one, I just believe there's a sovereign move of God that's happening in the skateboard world, period. I mean, we're really seeing an awakening, you know, in the skateboard community. And, you know, I just feel like I'm fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time to get to be a part of what's happening. But what's happening definitely far exceeds anything that I get to touch. But, you know, there's, I believe, you know, from the guys that are a little bit older, I mean, they've experienced all the fame. They've got the wealth as a result of, you know, their accomplishments. You know, they've traveled the world. They've done all those things. They've lived for the girls. They've, you know, done the Hollywood thing, all that kind of stuff. but yet there was still an emptiness and a lack of real purpose, you know, in them. You know, there was just something in them that drove them to realize their need for something greater, and God just opened their eyes up to Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's just amazing. But even younger guys, I mean, we got, you know, guys like Jeremy Rogers, who's just, I think he's 21 years old, but, you know, he's one of the top current guys. I mean, you know, he's like winning the X Games and stuff like that. Mm. But, you know, recently he gave his life to the Lord. He comes to our church. He's serving God. And, you know, he drives a $100,000 Mercedes and covered in bling and tattoos and travels the world and has all that stuff. But now he's hardcore doing it for Jesus. And everywhere he goes, he has his Bible on his on the plane. He's reading it. He's studying it. He's getting into it. He's calling up and he's asking questions. So, you know, it's just awesome. I mean, there's just a sovereign move of God that's going on right now. And, you know, as a result of all these guys being light and witnesses to each other, it's just fueling the thing, you know, because this is a genuine move of God, and it's just, it's rad.
Absolutely. Well, and I kind of led you into that question for a reason, and that's that I know you guys have been led to put on events all over the country, and I want to learn a little bit about that, and I think that movement is called The Uprising Is Here. People can also access that at theuprisingishere.com, www.theuprisingishere.com, because I definitely, I'm going to hit you up at some point. I want to get an event out here in Denver. Are you game for something like that?
Oh, we'd love to come to Denver.
That'd be good.
You know? Yeah,
well,
for sure.
We're going to start working on it right away, no doubt. But tell me a little bit about what you do there.
Well, The Uprising, you know, it's just, it's basically, it's, you know, it's Christian Soy, it's Lance Mountain, it's Ray Barbie, it's Brian Sumner, it's Richard Mulder, it's myself. Sometimes Jeremy Rogers comes along with us, you know, Stevie Cavallaro saying, hey, I want to come along and be a part of this thing. But what we do is, you know, we just use the platform that we have to communicate the gospel and share our stories about how our lives have been changed. But The Uprising, we do it on four different levels, you know, all the way from a full-blown, huge level to where it's, you know, a choreographed event with a band and a DJ and multimedia clips and skating that's done on a ramp and stuff that leads all the way up to encouraging and challenging people to do what we've done, which is commit our lives completely and totally to Jesus Christ. And, you know, everywhere we go, you know, we just recently came back from an event where so many people came up. We had, came to the event. We had to do two events back-to-back, you know, with a 30-minute break in between each, packed out the house both times, thousands of people in there, and hundreds of people gave their life to Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's amazing everywhere we go, you know, because it's just so real and relevant and right where people live, you know, that they can connect and see God in a way maybe that they don't ever see God, you know, just from, you know, looking at a stained glass or church steeple.
Hmm. Well, amen to that. You know what? I'm actually going to propose something here. This will be on the air. Sometimes I think out of turn, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's not. But, you know, if we put together an event here, maybe you do this in the areas that you go now. I'd like to be a guy who could create a liaison maybe to keep people connected here locally after they give their life to the Lord. Because, you know, I know you know this through your church. What's so important is not just that initial, okay, you know, I'm giving my life to Christ, because we know that he will move mountains and he will change people's lives. But it's developing that desire to be a disciple, to truly follow him and want to be like him, because he says we can.
Exactly. You know, Jesus said that. He said we're to teach people, you know, and to make disciples of all nations. And so, you know, that's definitely a very, very important part of the whole equation of what we do. And, you know, we have a whole manual that we send to a community once a community commits and says, hey, we want you to come in. And part of that manual is giving them suggestions on a whole follow-up strategy to get people connected and plugged in.
Right on. I'm getting excited about that, no doubt. Hey, I'm going to shift gears just a little bit here. There came a point in your life when you were going one way, and I leave it up to you how much you want to talk about and what you don't, but you were going down one road, and at some point you came to that place where I think that everybody comes when they truly make that decision to follow Christ, to lay it all down, and that's it gets a little bit ugly sometimes. And, you know, as a Christian, we keep coming to that ugly place and we seem to retract and we retract and we retract. And at some point we decide, okay, I'm going to go through it, because if I really have faith in God, he's going to push me through it. We can get rid of all that ugly stuff. And then I'm going to be truly committed to following the Lord. And everybody comes to that spot. And you came to it. Share as much as you'd like, but I'd like to hear about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I didn't grow up in church or anything like that, and I love my mother with all my heart. And, you know, I think she did the best that she knew how at that moment in her life. But, you know, my mom was a hippie in the 60s, and I grew up involved in everything that she was involved in. Everywhere she went, I went, you know, and I started getting high at a very young age, and just as a little kid, you know. And when I was 11, 12 years old, I mean, it wasn't unusual for me to have a bag of dope on me in any given day of the week. And by that point, I'd already started skating, and, you know, I moved to California, was living in Newport Beach, and riding for some of the biggest skateboard companies in the world, got turned on to cocaine when I was 15, and before long, I ended up becoming just a major drug addict that was totally addicted to cocaine, even though I didn't realize it at that point in my life for quite a while, and ended up living with Tony Alva for a couple of years and writing for his company and, you know, just living the full hardcore party life, and got so bad in partying and drugs and stuff like that that I wanted to escape from where I was, because there wasn't any more pleasure or fun in it. And I thought, if I leave California and get away from the world I'm in, the people I hang with, I can change my life. And I went back to Alabama. But I found out the problem really was in me, because I started doing the same things right there. And it wasn't before long that I ended up getting sentenced to prison because I got arrested for a large quantity of drugs. And getting out of prison, I continued to do the same stuff, and my life kept getting worse and worse. And it led me up to a point to where I tried to change my life so many times and couldn't, that sitting on the edge of my bed in desperation, looking up at the ceiling and crying, because I so wanted to change, I asked God the question. I said, God, if you're real, why won't you help me? Because in my mind, God was distant. He was way up there, and I was here. But I know, looking back on that moment, that God heard that prayer, and he began to orchestrate the events of my life that led me up to a point on a Friday night where I'd made arrangements to do a drug deal. And God put a man in my path who shared Jesus Christ with me in a way I'd never heard anybody talk about Jesus Christ. And that night, I asked that guy, how do I get saved? Not really understanding what the word saved meant. And that guy opened up his Bible to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, read those verses to me, led me in a simple prayer of asking Jesus Christ to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and heal all my hurt. And Jesus came into my life that night and completely transformed and changed me. And I was instantaneously delivered from drugs. And I can honestly say, standing here 17 years later, that I haven't touched drugs since that day. By the grace of God, I was completely set free. And I've been serving him ever since.
Praise God. Well, that's awesome. And you know what? We're just burning through time. And I love it. I love what you're doing. God has definitely blessed you with a great opportunity here, and I'm thankful for it. And I'm going to just come to a close here on the program, actually. I'm going to impose on you one thing that has come up in some friends of mine's lives here, and I'm going to ask you to share this with me, since we're going to be on the air when everybody's hearing this. I have a dear friend who has a grandson who's 2 years old. His name's Dominic, and I'm sharing this because I have we have some listeners out there, and I'd like to at least have those listeners lifting this young man up. He is facing a life or death situation. They've got a pretty significant tumor that they found on his right near his brain. So I'm going to ask you if you wouldn't mind. I'm going to pray. I want to pray for this young man. I promised his granddad that I would, and I know that you've got some prayer warriors out there too, and maybe you can lift him up out there as well. So to close this out, I'd like to pray for him. And just before we do that, I want to say, Jay, thanks so much for joining me on the program. I really appreciate you taking the time out.
My privilege. Thank you for allowing me to be a part.
Well, we'll spend plenty of time together. As I said, I am going to look at what we can do to get an event here. We're going to start working on that right away. So I'll close this out in some prayer, and we'll lift this young man up. Okay. Father God, thank you for Jay and the ministry out there in Huntington Beach, and what you're doing with him and the sanctuary nationally, and Father, what this movement is doing all over the world for skateboarding and extreme sports. Father, I pray that you would utilize every avenue that is available to advance your kingdom, Lord, that we could share Christ with the multitudes by using means of radio and television and extreme sports and mainstream sports and whatever it takes, Father, to get more people to come to you. Father, we just pray that you would bless that. And at this time, I want to thank you for the program, Lord, but I don't want to miss the opportunity for our listeners and for Jay and for everyone who he can influence as well to lift up this young man, Dominic, to you. Father, he is just a young boy, and sometimes we don't understand what your plan is, but we humbly accept it, Lord, and we know it is for good and it is for your glory. But, Lord, we just lay him up to you. Father, we pray that you would be working a miracle in this young boy's life, and we lift up his family, that you would comfort them as well during this time and keep them focused on you, Lord, in your warm embrace. Father, thank you for all this, and we give it up to you and pray that it would be something that is glorifying and satisfying to you. In your holy name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Jay, thanks again, brother. Had a good time.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you coming on the program. I'll call you real soon.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.